You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 134. Thank you so much for joining me. We are on the verge of doing a really fun series. Well, I think it's really fun. It's a five-part series, and I'm calling it F It for Impact. Now, it's probably not what you think. So listen in, tune in to each of these episodes to hear what each of the F's are. So obviously it's going to be about making your impact and some great strategies to keep in mind to maintain your tenacity and fuel you. And throughout each of these episodes, there's going to be an underlying theme, which is always important, helping you say yes and no appropriately. It is always key to everything in life, really. The reality is, and I know I've said this so many times, but I'm going to say it again, and I will definitely say it each of these episodes of this series. People will take up all of our time with their needs and wants if we don't learn this important strategy. Now, it's not about always saying no. Remember, I say it's about saying yes and no appropriately. So like I said, that's going to be an underlying theme throughout this five-episode series. So today, the effort is fuel your fortitude. What do I mean by this? I mean table the thinking, the pondering, the thought process of, should I quit? You know, the reality is when we're onto something new, working hard, passionate, so desirous of meeting our goals, it's easy to start to feel frustrated and like we're never going to make it. We're never going to do that thing or those things that we're wanting to do. But the thing is, if we're constantly taking time away from our mission, from the impact that we're working to make, to ponder the thought, oh, should I just quit? That's time that we're taking away from our productivity that we could be using to work towards making our impact. And I get it. It's hard. It's hard to make impact. Some people don't understand. You're wearing a million hats. You might be trying to fit it in with a full-time job in the meantime. Totally get it. And we've all been there. So yes, it's probably going to be a fleeting thought that moves across your brain. But I'm just saying, for a period, whatever time frame works for you, commit to not landing there. Not focusing on it for too much. So here are a few other thoughts that you could have instead when tough times are happening. Maybe just instead tell yourself, every day I learn new things, or it will get easier. I'll find a way. I haven't tried all the possible ways yet. Or one of my favorites, play it like a game. Just have fun while you try new things and see what you can make happen. Because truthfully, what's the worst that's going to happen if you're trying something new and it doesn't work out? You learn something, you move on. So when I'm trying new ideas, I definitely try to just play it like a game and have fun with it. So here are a few trip ups to avoid to help you keep that tenacity and stay committed. One, know that perfect timing is a myth. Now, I very recently did a whole episode on the myth of perfect timing. So go back and listen to that. But just super quickly here, the truth is if you are holding back, waiting, thinking like, oh, when thus and such happens, then I'm going to act. Or once I feel comfortable, then I'm going to act. Or once I have all the information, or have studied, or have memorized. If you have this whole huge list of things that need to happen before the perfect timing and you can launch or take the next step, chances are it's not going to happen. Things are never going to be perfect. And probably that's your amygdala, that little lizard part of your brain, telling you to slow down. The reality is it's probably going to feel uncomfortable to move forward. So just do it. Now, the story I often share is about when I wrote my first book. It was years ago. It was summer. My kids were young and I knew nothing about writing a book. I didn't know how many words would equal a book. I didn't know how to edit or who to have edit or how to publish or any of that stuff. And so what I did is I didn't question myself. I just committed to getting up every morning at 5:30 and writing for 3 hours, period. And then along the way, I figured out the rest of the next steps that I would need to actually publish. You know, and I've published a lot of books now and it's gotten easier and easier every time. If instead I had waited till I had all the information, maybe I'd still be waiting and wouldn't have anything published. So just go make it happen. The next is the myth of instant gratification. We live in an instant gratification world. And when we're looking at someone who's super successful, it feels like it happened overnight. But chances are they worked for a really long time to make what you're seeing happen. And you're going to have to do the same. Bill Gates has a great quote. He says, "Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10. So try not to be frustrated by what seems like it's taking way too long. And I can tell you, as I've interviewed so many cool people for this podcast, almost all of them talk about how long things took. You know, again, they're working hard, you know, maybe putting out a blog or a podcast and feeling like no one's listening, it's not making any impact. And then all of a sudden, exponential growth happens. The next, know your why. So your why is the passion. It's the fuel that will keep you moving through challenges with tenacity. So know why from a place in your heart. Why are you doing what you're doing? Write it down. I also recommend, and very often when I'm doing a training with maybe a nonprofit, I will go through and have them do an exercise where they think back to the first time that they really made an impact. Now, if you're new to making your impact, it might not be something big, or it's just a thought in your head, but capture that feeling. There's got to be something that you can attach to now. And I always say, what did it feel like? So I say, what did it feel like the first time you really helped someone? What was the circumstance? Where did it happen? Who did you tell? What did it feel like afterwards? Capture those things because that is information that you can use whenever you're having some struggles. You can attach back to those positive, passionate feelings and know that that's what you're working towards. You're working towards making more of that impact happen. The next is run your own race. Don't compare. You know, the reality is that as you're comparing, you are not comparing apples to apples. Like I said, a lot of times we look at someone else's success and it feels like it happened overnight. But when you dig down and learn about their journey, it has often been years in the making. We're only aware of it once they've made it. We don't see the struggles. We don't see the nights in hotels and the travel and the, you know, or maybe, you know, think to one of your favorite bands or something. And we don't think about the journey that they're taking. And maybe they were in an old junky van when they first started going across the U.S. And now we think, oh, wow, look at them. It happened overnight. So try not to compare. We don't know the journey that they've been on to get where they are. And we just have to have our own journey. And no other person's life circumstance is ever going to be exactly like ours. So just work to make your impact be realistic with the circumstance that you're in with your life, and don't let that be a distraction to you, comparing with others who are doing better or seem to be making an impact quicker. The next, burn the boat. So this comes back from an old historical story of troops landing on the beach, and a big battle was going to have to happen. And so the leader said, burn the boats. So basically, they were either going to survive by fighting it out or they weren't, because heading back to the boats to retreat wasn't going to be an option anymore. So that's where that phrase comes from. And it really is true. It's another one where if we keep other options open, we can end up spreading our energy towards too many different options. So the example that I use most often for myself when I felt this happening is in the downturn of the economy that happened back in 2008. I was a single mom of young kids. I had started my business. I'd been doing well. And then the downturn happened. And I was scared. It was not fun. You know, being in the Detroit area in particular was, it was depressing. And, you know, being a coach to businesses was discretionary. So my business took a big downturn. And so I started looking for work. I was a human resource professional. I started applying for jobs, but I was only half-heartedly doing it. It wasn't fueling my passion anymore. I wanted to continue doing my coaching, the work that I loved. And so it was really hard. But what I found is that because I was doing both, I was trying to build my business and half-heartedly looking for jobs, my energy was focused in two places. So it was like a little trickling brook versus a fire hose towards one thing. I still remember the day when I decided, you know what? I can't put my full force of my energy towards finding a job. My heart's just not in it at this point. What would happen if I put all of my energy, creative problem solving, everything, all of my time, me as a resource, into just figuring out a way to still make my business work in this economy? And I burned the boat. And I decided for a certain period that I was not going to spend any time looking for a job. And instead, I was going to get back in and do the things that I needed to do to build my business, building my network, doing lots of networking, all that kind of stuff. And I will tell you that ultimately, that next year was the biggest year that I had in my business. And it was a choice that I made that was really difficult. It felt scary at the time. But by burning the boat and focusing all of my energy in one area instead of multiple areas, I gained clarity and captured all of me as a resource towards that one big goal. And I encourage you to do the same with your impact. If you are spending time thinking about other options, and again, thinking about maybe quitting, burn the boat, close down those other options, and focus on making your impact. So today's yes and no appropriately is kind of about ourselves versus saying yes and no to others. So saying yes to committing that you're not going to quit. You're going to table that the decision. You're not going to waste time on it. You're not going to wait for the perfect timing. You're going to say no to that. You're going to say no to instant gratification and feeling the frustration of not meeting your goals immediately. You're going to say yes to your why. You're going to say no to comparing to others. And you're going to say yes to burning that boat. And yes to working with all of you that you can muster in your current circumstance to make your important impact in this world. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to see the show notes from today's episode or contact me, I'd love to hear from you. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and go to episode 134. So that's the end of today's effort for your impact. Stay tuned for my next episode where I'll be sharing the next effort. Until next time, make it a great day.